Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to talk about 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have God? You are not your own. It's hard to break habits and addiction. It's hard to. It's even hard to say I won't do this habit, or that I have been doing this habit for 5+ years and it should be easy to stop, and it won't. I won't sit here and lie and say drinking every day will be easy to stop, and rolling up for stress won't be easy to stop, and sleeping with different people for comfort will be easy to stop. It won't. Habits are hard to break, especially if they are hard ones. Even cussing is hard to stop doing that. But when we fully dedicate ourselves to God, it's easy to stop because we are doing it in His strength. But I will tell you this, the enemy will come. And he will dangle what you used to do in front of your face to see if he can get you to submit to it. What you used to doing. And some of us will see him a mile off and say, nope, I'm not doing that today. And some of us will fall into it because we are weak in the spirit. The strongest person can buckle under pressure. And that's all it is. It's just the enemy adding pressure to you to see if you will break. And we have to look at it in this way. Do I choose God or do I choose this temporary enjoyment? And it takes minutes. It takes a minute to get to this point, a moment, a years, months, however, to get to this point where we see things as temporarily. But once you drink and you do whatever it is you're weak to, and you realize this wasn't worth my relationship with Him. As we discover in our walk with Christ that our body is His. We can think we can do what we like when we want, but it's no longer ours. 1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. I know this is hard to accept and to understand, but when we give ourselves to God, we have the Holy Spirit living in us. And He's going to tell us what He sees and what we shouldn't do and should do. And we have a choice to listen or to ignore. And this is where we learn to grow in the spirit, because as we listen, we will grow and hear Him more. But as we deny Him and ignore Him, we begin to hear Him less. And that's when it gets hard to break the habits, and it gets hard to stay to deny our flesh. But when we say no to our flesh and we listen and hear His voice, we grow and we grow stronger in the spirit. Now, don't get me wrong. We will slip. You will slip. You will slip. I will slip. We all have failed. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have failed into something we shouldn't. But we can't keep falling for the same trap He has for us. Acts 3:19, repent therefore and turn back that your sins may be blotted away or blotted out. It says here to repent and turn back. And that means don't keep going down the road where your old habits was in. Don't keep going down that road feeding those bad habits, because that's what we are going to do when we fall into sin. We are trying to avoid or the bad habits. When we do it, it's us feeding into it. But when we deny it, it's us allowing those bad habits to dry up and die. And the enemy doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to feed into it and never change. But you can change. You can resist. But you have to say, Holy Spirit, I hear you. But I'm weak right now. I need you to help me deny my desires. And He will help you as long as you listen. He'll be right there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, today, some of us is going to fall into sin. Some of us is going to deny it. But Father God, whatever we do, we ask you to help us hear you. Father God, help us not to fall into sin. Help us to deny our flesh. Help us desire the feel goods and the comforts of this life. Because Father God, all this stuff is temporary. Father God, help us to see that. Help us to grow in you. Help us to hear you when you speak. Father God, we ask you today to be with us through our toughest moments, through our hardest battles. Father God, help us to break old habits of cussing, smoking to get high, and drinking to feel good, to feel better. Father God, help us to deny those things and sleeping with people that we shouldn't sleep with and doing things that we shouldn't do. Father God, we ask you and we surrender our lives to you. We surrender our body to you. We surrender our mind to you. We ask you today to help us to deny those things. Help us to be strong in you. Help us to read our word and study and pray. Father God, we thank you for the favor and the blessings you pour out on us. Father God, continue to pour out favor and blessings upon our life. Father God, help us to walk in you. Help us to be kind, loving, and compassionate. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.